This episode of the New Christendom Daily is taken from a live radio broadcast. There's no scripts. There's no do-overs. There's no cuts. It's just from a live radio show done by a guy with a microphone and a set of earbuds and a radio show who pours his heart, his mind, and his body and soul into one thing, bringing about the New Christendom Daily. Let's pick up where we left off. This is the long version of Representative Thomas Massie's conversation with Dancing Scarecrow, A.G. Garland, yesterday about, hey, Bub, this isn't a press. You keep treating this like it's a press conference. This is a Congress. We have laws. We have power just as much as you have. You need to start answering these questions, bozo. I mean, Massie actually gets angry with him and basically tells him, you perjured yourself and you're going to hear about it. Here, listen to this.
So I'm not going to violate this norm of the rule of law. I'm not going to comment on an investigation that's ongoing.
Peter Navarro was indicted for contempt of Congress. Aren't you, in fact, in contempt of Congress when you give us this answer? This is an answer that's appropriate at a press conference. It's not an answer that's appropriate when we are asking questions. We are the committee that is responsible for your creation, for your existence, of your department. You cannot continue to give us these answers. Aren't you, in fact, in contempt of Congress when you refuse to answer?
Congressman, I have the greatest respect for Congress.
Oh,
I also have the greatest respect for the Constitution and laws of
Lies.
The United States. The protection of pending investigations and ongoing investigations, as I briefly discussed in another dialogue a few moments ago, goes back to the separation of powers, which gives to the executive branch the sole authority to conduct prosecutions. It's a requirement of due process and respect for those who are under investigation, the protection of their civil rights.
Well, with all due respect,
Congress.
With all due respect to that, Iran-Contra was an ongoing investigation, and that didn't stop Congress from getting the answers. And you're getting in the way of our constitutional duty. You're citing the Constitution. I'm going to cite it. It's our constitutional duty to do oversight. Now, in that video, that was your answer to a question to me 2 years ago when I said how many agents or assets of the government were present on January 5th and January 6th and agitating in the crowd to go into the Capitol and how many went into the Capitol. Can you answer that now?
I don't know the answer to that question.
Oh, last time, you don't know how many there were or there were none?
I don't know the answer to either of those questions. If there were any, I don't know how many. I don't know whether there are any.
I think you may have just perjured yourself that you don't know that there were any. You want to say that again, that you don't know that there were any?
I have no personal knowledge of this matter. I think what I said the last time.
You've had 2 years to find out. And the day, by the way, that was in reference to Ray Epps. And yesterday you indicted him. Isn't that a wonderful coincidence? On a misdemeanor. Meanwhile, you're sending grandmas to prison. You're putting people away for 20 years for merely filming. Some people weren't even there yet. You've got the guy on video who's saying go into the Capitol. He's directing people to the Capitol before the speech ends. He's at the site of the first breach. You've got all the goods on him, 10 videos, and it's an indictment for a misdemeanor? The American public isn't buying it. I yield.
Did you catch that? Is that your answer? Do you want to repeat that? You want to stick with that answer? I'm not going to jeopardize the investigation. What the hell does the investigation into what Hunter Biden did or did not do have to do with Ray Epps? It doesn't have anything to do with Ray Epps. Oh, unless the entire Biden crime ring is just one big, very wealthy, and very happy crime family, and they're all related. Ladies and gentlemen, I've been at this a long time, 32 years, and I keep saying this, and every day it comes true. There is nothing to compare this to. This is a Sinead O'Communist song. Nothing compares to you. There is nothing to compare this to. There is no point, even during the Benghazi hearings, when Hillary famously went, "What does it matter?" And Hillary was being grilled over what she did and did not know about Ambassador Andrew Stevens. Why she sent him there, why didn't she get him out, etc., etc. Even that, what is happening here today? Here, John Daniel Davison at The Federalist, he just wrote this like an hour ago, probably listening to the first hour of the Mike Church Show, was inspired and then fired this off. All of it recalls the mass encampment of some 15,000 Haitians under a bridge in Del Rio, Texas, 2 years ago. At the time, images of what looked like a refugee camp you might see in a war-torn country dominated several news cycles, goading the Biden regime to disband the encampment and deport a small number of Haitians as a warning to others. Most of them fled back across the Rio Grande rather than face being deported in Haiti, a country that had they had left years ago for better jobs in South America. But notice how the illegal immigrants, now you have to get this, and Maggie can put this in the chat room. Bill Melugan of Fox News is one of those that has been documenting all this. I gave you my description of the video. Here's John Daniels. Bill Melugan of Fox News has been in Eagle Pass this week, posting jaw-dropping videos and images of the influx, which sure enough consists of mostly single adult men. Again, what did I tell you? That's an army. If you're going to draft an army, who are you going to draft? Young, physically capable men. No rocket science, not breaking any news here, not setting any new precedents. That's who you're going to look for. The lines stretch over the river and along the banks as far as the eye can see. Whatever you think of the U.S. of the border and U.S. immigration policy, this is shocking. But notice how the illegal immigrants in Malugan's footage are walking calmly, not running, not trying to evade Border Patrol. They show every indication they believe they will not be detained long. In other words, word has gone out, cross here, you will be processed and then released into the United States. Your safe passage has been guaranteed. A soft-sided facility erected by Customs and Border Protection that could house about 2,000 quickly reached capacity early in the week, leaving the feds little choice but to parole mass numbers of, isn't that the plan? Overwhelm the checkpoints so that the only answer is to release those physically capable young men into the United States. They are now making their way to points all across the U.S. The vast majority of them will stay for good. This is not a mistake or a mishap, the unintended result of an ill-considered policy. This is intentional. Flooding the border with illegal immigrants is the actual policy. Yep. Nearly 6 million people have been arrested crossing into the United States illegally since the Biden regime took power, since the coup. Ladies and gentlemen, let that sink in for a moment. 6 million. The state of Louisiana, which I live, my home state, is home to about 3.75 million souls. More people have crossed into the United States illegally than the entire population of my state. So can we make the case that's an actual state? And let's reverse the equation. Now, an entire state, using a state in the international, in its international meaning a country, now an entire state, 6 million people, have left their state and have relocated it into the United States. That's the proper way to look at that. So are we 51 states now? Are they going to split in half and make it 53 or 52? This is an impeachable offense. Congress shall make a uniform rule for naturalization, is what the Constitution says. That doesn't, it says Congress can. Doesn't say Congress shall. It says Congress can. If the states don't get serious about this right now, and I mean legislatures actually passing laws saying, if you are discovered in the state of Louisiana as an illegal migrant that got discharged by the Biden regime's Border Patrol, Immigration Custom Enforcement, whoever, you and we catch you, we are going to detain you, and we are going to begin mass deportation back to your country of origin. Now this is where it gets nasty, because then the State Department is going to say, hey, we don't have an extradition treaty with them. Well, dude, we're going to take them somewhere where there is an extradition treaty, and we're going to leave them. Just by the sheer amount of people that have come across now, can someone explain to me, even if, and now Trump says he would invoke, play Trump. Play Trump saying he'll invoke the Alien and Sedition Act. Now, he says this in this digital media file number 11. Now, I asked a question here. Maggie asked me, what is the Alien Deportation or Alien Enemy Act? Okay. 12. It is 12. I said 11. It's 12. I thought you said Lindsey Graham was in front of a hometown. He's in Iowa. I said South Carolina mistakenly earlier.
It was a Trump rally, but Trump wasn't there. It was still.
Oh, okay. It was a Trump rally, but Trump wasn't there. Okay. So I'm going to explain to you what he's talking about after you hear this.
And follow the Dwight D. Eisenhower model. So Eisenhower was very tough on the border. People don't see him as that, but he was. We'll carry out the largest domestic deportation operation in American history. And I'll also invoke immediately the Alien Enemies Act to remove all known or suspected gang members. We have tremendous numbers of gang members. MS-13, the worst gangs in the world, they say. The drug dealers, the cartel members from the United States, ending the scourge of illegal alien gang violence once and for all.
Okay, so he says he's going to, I didn't hear it in that clip, but I know he said, he said the Alien Enemies Act. It's not the Alien Enemies Act, it's the Alien and Sedition Act, it's the enemies part of that act.